I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
I want to welcome you and I want to congratulate our colleagues who have survived the process of preparing your dossier and being reviewed by your colleagues.
This is Dave Perrin speaking, the Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. This is a wonderful annual event in honor of our faculty colleagues who have been promoted or in some cases promoted and tenured. It's a wonderful idea that was actually brought to UNCG, I think, from Penn State University with Dean Bazurjian, and it's become a very popular event. I'm also very delighted that I think effective last year we've been able to honor not only our promoted tenure track faculty, but our promoted non-tenure track faculty. And I know they very much appreciate that. And so that's a wonderful addition to this terrific celebration of the accomplishments of our distinguished faculty here at UNCG.
I'm Roseanne Bazurjian, the Dean of University Libraries, and here to tell you a little bit about our promotion and tenure recognition event. It started a few years ago. What I particularly like about it is the collaboration with the Provost's Office and the recognition that of the importance of the libraries and that roles that the libraries plays in research and scholarship across the university. That's a very important concept for people to understand, recognize, and appreciate.
I'm Gwen Honeycutt from Sociology, and the book I picked is The Executioner's Song by Norman Mailer. I can say that I think this event is a really brilliant idea to celebrate books and actually, you know, the fact that they are the tools of our craft and that the whole reason why we're here at the university is, you know, because of ideas and books. It makes a lot of sense that they would kind of construct an event around celebration of books that have been particularly meaningful to us. Mm-hmm. So this is great. And being tenured is great.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm Tom Jackson from History, and I'm sponsoring or supporting Gwen Honeycutt from Sociology, who chose the Executioner's Song. And I had my day here 2 years ago. I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see our names up in lights and to get applauded and to, you know, share our love of reading and scholarship.
Christine Lundgren from Communication Sciences and Disorders. And this was a great event today, and I was very happy that I had the ability to choose a book that I really liked and to let everybody know about this book because they may not know about it. And it's called Destructive Emotions by Daniel Goldman, who is a science writer for the New York Times, and he did an interesting study with the Dalai Lama where they looked at the brain and changes in the brain when people meditate. And it was a really interesting book because not only did it look at meditation, an area that I'm really interested in, but it looked at meditation from a number of different perspectives in a combined collaborative research, which I really enjoy.
I'm Anne Marie Scott. I'm from the Department of Nutrition, and I chose Harold McGee's On Food and Cooking because it is one of the most comprehensive lay texts that's actually a food science textbook. And I use it in my class as a supplementary text because the students enjoy it. My favorite quote of Harold McGee is that sauces are distillations of desire.
I'm Christine Morris. I'm in theater, and I was thinking about which book to choose, and I had it down to perhaps a couple of titles, and then I realized that I could order a performance on DVD, and so mine is not a book. It's a performance of a recording of a wonderful performance that was done by the Royal Shakespeare Company of Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens, and I actually saw that performance, and it was hugely inspirational, a great reminder of why we do live theater, and now it's in our library for our students to see.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
My name is Rebecca Adams, and I was chair of the Faculty Senate last year, so I chaired the University P&T Committee, and I had served on it 2 years previously, and so I've really come to respect the quality of our faculty, and it's just, this is a wonderful celebration of the talent and the hard work that's represented, and I'm just very grateful that we have an opportunity to do this here.